Last time we discussed the contemplation of the mind, and over there we were looking at how these bad states of the mind come to arise. Today we will focus on the good states of the mind. The meditation part that Buddha mentioned is that, and how does a monk remain focused on the mind in and of itself? There is the case where a monk, when the mind has passion, discerns that mind has passion. When the mind is without passion, he discerns that the mind is without passion. When the mind has aversion, he discerns that the mind has aversion. When the mind is without aversion, he discerns that the mind is without aversion. When the mind has delusion, he discerns the mind has delusion. When the mind is without delusion, he discerns that the mind is without delusion. So, that is this lustful mind as lustful mind, lust-free mind as lust-free mind, hated mind as hated mind, hate-free mind as hate-free mind, deluded mind as deluded mind, undeluded mind as undeluded mind. That's how we sort of know that this, I got this sort of state. And then when the mind is restricted, he discerns that the mind is restricted. When the mind is scattered, he discerns the mind is scattered. So we get the restricted mind when we have this sloth and torpor. So for example, if you eat quite a lot and feel drowsy, then you get this sort of thing. And you get the scattered mind when you have this restlessness and worry. You know, it tend to scatter around things, going from this object to that object. He discerns that the mind is scattered. When the mind is enlarged, he discerns that the mind is enlarged. So we get the enlarged mind when we don't have these five hindrances. That is this sensual desire, the aversion, the restlessness and worry, sloth and torpor, and the doubt. And when the mind is not enlarged, he discerns that mind is not enlarged. When the mind is surpassed, he discerns that mind is surpassed. When the mind is unsurpassed, he discerns that mind is unsurpassed. The unsurpassed mind, that is anuttara citta in Pali, it means that the mind has got the wisdom at that time. So the other states are not surpassing the mind. And when the mind is concentrated, he discerns that mind is concentrated. When the mind is not concentrated, he discerns that mind is not concentrated. When the mind is released, he discerns that mind is released. When the mind is not released, he discerns that mind is not released. So this release can be from the, there are three releases that one attain. That one go into the sort of seventh jhana concentration level, and then there, if you contemplate that impermanent nature, there's a one release. If you contemplate about the suffering nature, then there's another release. If you contemplate about the not-self nature, then there is the third release. And when that sort of release is there, he discerns that mind is of such nature. And in this way, he remains focused internally on the mind in and on itself, or externally on the mind in and of itself. Both internally and externally on the mind in and of itself. So that means you are pursuing the mind of the others as well. If you have telepathy, you can sort of do that one. Otherwise, you can't, but you can see if someone is angry, you can sort of see that this person is angry. Or he remains focused on the phenomenon of origination with regard to the mind, on the phenomenon of passing away with regard to the mind, or on the phenomenon of origination and passing away with regard to the mind. Or his mindfulness that there is a mind is maintained to the extent of knowledge and remembrance, and he remains independent, unsustained by not clinging to anything in the world. This is how a monk remains focused on the mind or itself. So this is what Buddha said about the meditation. So Buddha said that one in short, because Buddha said the things leading to that one in the first Satipatthana, where we contemplate about the body. You know, the body part we contemplated and the feeling part. So this is the about the thoughts that we are doing. So this diagram will help us. This is the floods diagram, or auger diagram, will help us to understand what Buddha said and also to do the meditation regarding this. So you can see this, the eyes, this painful way with sluggish acquaintanceship, that means dukkha patibada danda vinyaya in Pali. What we do in that one, we have we contemplate about these 32 parts of the body, for example. So that particular contemplation is included in that the painful way, sluggish acquaintanceship. So, and also it has got the foul nature about the food, what we eat. And there are, the third one is this, that not clinging to anything in the world. This diagram is used for that one. It's called Sabbalokeyana Virata Sanya. And then the impermanent nature. And the mindfulness regarding the death, the meditation that we did about the body also should be there. So those parts are there. If you have those parts and those things develop, then you sort of get the rapture, you know, the happiness, mental happiness from all there. So that gladness, for example, give rise to the what is written in that blue box over there by giving merit crows. Dadato punyam pavattati. So by giving merit crows means that we give certain things, for example, giving alms to the monks and giving somebody something. All those things counts. On the top of that one, think about the animals, for example. One would go and kill an animal. Rather than killing that animal, one can actually give the life to the animal. That is his life, not killing that one. If you kill, you take the life away from the animal. But if you are not doing that one, that you are, means you are giving the life. So it's included. Among the givings, those are included. So, not only that one. You know, you can steal certain things from someone. So that means you are taking away from that person. If you are not doing that one, that means, again, it's a sort of a dana, the giving, because you have not taken it from that person. So all the precepts, by giving merit crows, included this all the precepts in its own right. And so because of that one, we get rid of the stinginess. So what are the stinginess we have? We have five kind of stinginess. That is, we have the gain is a one stinginess. You know, let's say we buy something, stocks or something, you get the stock market goes up, you get these gains, and you go to supermarket, there is some sort of a thing that it is cheap, that you want to go and grab quickly, you know, that sort of gain. And the house, avasa, is this house, you know, properties. One would cling to that one. And the family, we are clinging to those families very heavily, you know, that I am from this country and so on. Not only your family is called kula, that includes everything. The race and all those things, you know, I'm Australian and all those things are included in that. So I'm Sri Lankan, I'm Polish and so on. So you go and fight with others because of this thing. And the reputation, we have built up some sort of a reputation. You have the stinginess for the reputation. Sometimes for the reputation, they kill their own children as well to keep the reputation. I don't know whether you have heard this sort of stories. And the dhamma, you know, the religion, the ideas itself, it's a stinginess on its own right, you know, because of this thing that people kill each other. You know, some religion, well, because they attack our religion, we go and kill others, right? So, the stinginess is applying to those five. Now, if you are actually a person who is giving, then you don't have these things. You are happy to give up these things. So, you are practicing and making it happen in your mind that I am not such a person, I'm falling into this method and giving up things. So that leads to determination for relinquishment. That middle circle, you can see chaga adhitthana is the determination for relinquishment. I am happy to give up things. And that become a condition, or pachya in Pali, condition for the next blue box over there. No risk is stored for one restrained. Sanyamato veran na chiyati. Normally, if you are actually killing an animal, for you can see, there is some sort of hating you, yourself. Because I did this sort of bad thing. If somebody questioned also, you had this thing. If you kill a human being, for example, you can really see that on how the other people are reacting. But for a person who is giving, there's no hate is stored within you because you are giving. Would you get angry with the person who is actually giving anything? We don't. And you would get angry with a greedy person, but when you are giving, it's not. So, since the no risk, no hatred is stored, then there is this determination for wisdom. In the determination of wisdom, what you do, you give up that these things are not mine. Remember the meditation we did about the four elements? This is the element of extension, element of heat, element of motion, and element of cohesion. And over there, you can see that these elements are not mine. This, I got hair over here, there are hair on the floor. That hair is not mine and this hair is not mine. And so you apply that principle to everything. You know, the thing that you are giving up or the things that you are holding up. So by doing that one, you get the wisdom over there. Prajna adhisthana.
Sir, can you just repeat the elements?
The element of extension, patavi, and the element of cohesion, that the apodata, the element of motion, the moving things, that is the vayodata, and the element of the heat.
Tejodata.
Yeah, tejodata. So those things are the four elements. So you are happy to give up these four elements. Whatever thing we mentioned before, that the gain, house, family, reputation, dhamma, all those things, all are associated with those four elements. Because nobody would fight for your dhyana concentration. You go to dhyana concentration, I want to have it or something like that, or nobody can fight. But for the properties, things like that, that's where this problem occurs. That's where we fight. So, if you are happy to give up those four elements, then that means you become very skillful. Then you regard that this body of yours as not mine. This is not mine as well, because this is also made from the four great elements. The four great elements here, the four great elements outside. Those four great elements outside, external, they are not mine. So is this. So where is the self? So you will understand that this is self is constructed all the time by my making, that this is mine, it is mine, that is mine, and so on. If I am not doing that one, if I am a person who is giving up, that means I don't have this thing. So you become skillful. That is what it says, the he who is skilled abandons evil things. Kusalochi jahati papaka. So that means this jahati means the leaving behind, giving up. So you see, we started with by giving merit crores. We continue along that line. And now with the wisdom, we are saying these are not mine. When you are doing that one, you can see we touches the determination for relinquishment again. We are coming back, you need to follow those arrows. You can see with touching that one, I am happy to give up further. Now I am giving up these mental things as well. The weave that I was holding, remember when we are going into the third blue box, we were giving up the weave that these things are not mine, right? When I establish upon this blue box, the third blue box, that is he who is skilled abandons evil things, that means I am abandoning my wrong views and I am happy to maintain the right view. So I am giving those subtle things as well, and then I am that lead to the determination for truth. That is, what is the determination for truth? It is the Four Noble Truth. And in the Four Noble Truth, you can see that the first noble truth is the one that we look at, and then we know the suffering nature, and then we We know this, the suffering come to arise, that the second noble truth, that because of the craving, it is come to arise. Now I am a person who is happy to give up this craving. So, therefore, I can go into the third one, that is the cessation of suffering, is the cessation of this craving. The same thing I am trying to give up is the one that I am leading to the cessation of suffering. And so I go through that, that the satchadhitthana is that you, at that particular time, you are saying that everything else that I have regarded are sort of perishable things. They are subject to impermanent nature, because you saw the arising and the passing away phenomena. So only the Nibbana is the one that there. So you again touch the determination for relinquishment, chagadhitthana, and go through that with the exhaustion of lust, hate, delusion, he attains complete extinction, that is raga dosa moha kya sa nibbutoti. So over here you can see that we have written the Buddha's word over here, the another's utterance, that somebody got to tell you that there is such a thing called Nibbana. Unless the, otherwise you do not know. So the another's uttering is that the Buddhas or Buddhas, the disciples are telling you that there is Nibbana, there is much suffering otherwise. And you have the wise attention in oneself. Earlier you were regarding things as mine. You know, this leg is mine, the body is mine, the house is mine, my family is mine, and all those things. Now you have the wise attention and these things are not mine. And the path is the Eightfold Path. That is the cause and the condition to arrive at the extinction of lust, hate, delusion. He attains complete extinction. So because of that one, you are now going to determination for calm. Determination for calm is that you are not get affected by the lust or the hate or the delusion. Now why we were stupid? Because we were actually saying things were actually pleasurable and so on, and so we were regarding them as mine. Now if you are giving up, then you are actually really reaching to that state. So you can see that you have the upasamadhitthana, that means you don't have the lust, the hatred or the delusion. It is simply, you can see, started with this, by giving merit rose box, and you were traveling through this path and coming back to over here. That's all you need to do, you need to follow these arrows. The first box, we are there where we start. Actually, we started over here. When you, the Kayagata Sati meditation, that the mindfulness regarding body, we started the meditation over here. So that one linking to this one, and then we go through that one. You know, they go through the circle and coming back to this one. So that's how we arrive at the mind free from lust. Now remember that last week we discussed the hatred mind, the deluded mind, and then the lustful mind, right? Using the other diagram. Now here we are going through this diagram and we are going into that one. So if you remember this path, well, if you don't need to go through all of them, at least if you can remember the first one and the second one, and if you are doing this part over here where you actually determination for wisdom that these things are not mine, that would good enough to go through this path. You know, you go from the third box onwards when you attain, and the first two and this, the third the round over here, determination for wisdom, is the one you are using most of the time. Even for a person who has attained, he would use these things very heavily. He would use a different way, because by giving merit prose, what we were talking about, having the precepts. And a person who has attained, he will maintain those precepts in a higher degree. So anybody else can go into that state. Well, in the meditation time, for example, I am happy to give up these things from my mind. By knowing that these things are actually happening in my mind, you know, that I have the anger, I have this, the harsh speech, for example, that lead to anger, anger lead to harsh speech. That I don't want that one, I want to get rid of that one. So you make a firm decision at the meditation time that I don't want that one. If those thoughts are coming up, I don't want them. I'm happy to give up, at least for the meditation time. Then you train your mind in that way. So if you do that one, it's a stage that you are actually reaching over here. And the life beyond this point is so pleasant. Life up to that one is the one that there's a struggle. So we will do this meditation like this for 25 minutes.